Let's start exactly there, Cookie, with your long throw then, shall we? Because we can't remember the last one of those that we saw. I thought you'd been in the gym because it had a bit of extra distance. You're telling me you've got a bad shoulder.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't. I've done my shoulder against Everton at home. So I haven't been able to do much arm stuff. And today I thought, yeah, why not? And luckily we scored from it. So, yeah, maybe we have to get it back out.
Bit of extra distance on it, it seemed, from the ones earlier in the season.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because, actually, I don't know, I wasn't feeling too fresh, so maybe a bit of last adrenaline and just got it in there.
And Matt Ritchie was like the sort of schoolboy coming to nick the sweets off all the big giant defenders at the back, and he snuck between them to get a very important touch.
Yeah, delighted when it went in. Big relief. Felt that we deserved it in the end. First half was obviously not the best, but we kept going in the second half, and shame we didn't get the win, but we've stopped our losing run, which is pleasing.
Knowing how resilient West Brom are and the fact they've won 1-0 away from home many times, to have conceded that goal obviously gave yourself a lot to do. That was obviously the message, is don't concede that goal.
Yeah, it was. We didn't sit to our game plan again. We conceded early goals, and we knew they threw balls into the box, and he's gutted that he's obviously headed one in today. So, and obviously, Arthur's made a great penalty save, so that's changed the game.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of sort of toing and fro at both ends. Tommy, ironically, with West Brom, sort of, I guess, masters of the physical confrontations at set pieces, they actually win one for a foul by Tommy. Any complaints in the camp on the award of the penalty?
I think it was maybe a little bit soft. The ball had already gone, so I don't think Tommy stopped him from scoring. I don't know, it's hard to say. At the end of the day, it could have cost us, but it hasn't, so we probably won't dwell on it too much.
No. And how much do the moments like the Boric save and then the follow-up where you're all scrambling to clear it, how much do they actually lift you? I know half-time came soon afterwards.
But yeah, massive. We were struggling. We needed a boost. Got it just before half-time, and I felt we grew in the second half. It was a tiring day, very hot out there. It was dry. But we kept on going till the end, and fortunately we dug ourselves out the hole.
You seem to be energised by the introduction of the likes of Josh King and Callum as well.
Yeah, when you got that sort of player to come on with their pace and strength, it's a massive boost. I wouldn't like to come up against them when I was blowing, so I think they changed the game, and it shows what a good squad we've got.
Is it a relief that you've managed to end that sort of run of defeats here? I know the opposition's been tough, but to get something out of the game?
Yeah, definitely. We felt that we owed the fans today. Didn't quite give them the full performance, but we give them, I think, 45 minutes of determination and hard work, and I don't know why we didn't do that first half. Maybe it was a bit of a flat performance, and conceding early didn't really help. I thought we started okay, so I don't know. I'm glad we haven't lost on our last game of the season here, and I hope we haven't disappointed the fans too much today. But I think you look at the overall season, that's frustrating today, but there's a lot more positives than the negatives, and with the light where we are, we want to obviously finish stronger, finish higher at the league. We're 16th now, and we want to finish as high as possible, so that's a shame. But go to Old Trafford, try and get a win, and end on a real high.
I was going to say, with the pressure off in terms of needing a result to stay in the league or anything, to go to Old Trafford for the last game of your first ever Premier League season is a magnificent script, isn't it?
That was the target. We wanted to go there and not having to scrap for our lives, and we can enjoy it. It'll be a great day out for the fans, and hopefully we can end the season with a win. I think we deserve it as a team, as a club. The fans deserve it, and hopefully we can perform a lot better on Saturday, Sunday.